Fitbit Versa is a great smartwatch for everyone. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech Daily, and this is my review of the Fitbit Versa. Now, when it comes to smartwatches, let's get this straight. Apple Watch is king. There is no denying that. It really offers the best combination of useful features plus tight integration with the iPhone. I love the Apple Watch. I think it is the best wearable out there. Problem is, it excludes a lot of people. Android users, and anyone who thinks it's a little too expensive or someone who doesn't need all of those features. Enter the Fitbit Versa. I've been wearing this for a few weeks now. I actually bought it sight unseen on Amazon, and it is easily the best alternative to the Apple Watch for several reasons. You get a lot of the same useful features without a lot of complication or fuss, so let's take a look at what I'm talking about. For starters, the Versa looks and feels great. It's lightweight, it has a super slim profile. I love the screen. Although it's tiny, it's super bright, it's vivid, and way better than the predecessor, which was the Fitbit Blaze. On that, you can see individual pixels on the screen. It was kind of dull looking. That is no longer the case. Setup with the Fitbit Versa was a little rough. It's not as smooth as the Apple Watch. It took a little bit longer than I expected, and the process actually failed at the end, which was kind of frustrating, so I had to do it again. But once you take the half hour or so to connect the Versa to your phone, download the latest software, pair it up, all that good stuff, you really don't have to do that again. And like I said earlier, the Versa works with iPhones and Androids. Wearing the Versa is very comfortable. The battery lasts just as long as advertised. I got about 4 days each time, although I'd probably charge it at like 25% because I didn't want to run out. It's really nice to not have to charge it every day, and I even went on a short weekend trip without packing an additional charger, which is always nice. Fitbit Versa has lots of great stats that report back to you. For starters, you get your steps, your floors climbed, and your all-day heart rate. And I personally am a big fan of the active minutes. This, to me, is the best indication of the physical activity I'm getting on a daily basis, whether I'm working out or not. I took the Versa on several runs, and I was very happy with the results. The big thing you're going to hear is that the Versa does not have GPS on board. Now, this sounds bad, but in reality, this only comes into play for a few situations. First off, if you're a really big-time athlete and you need super exact stats, this is not the watch for you. If you're a runner, you want specific maps of your run, again, this is not for you. But the Versa does have something called connected GPS. That means if your phone is nearby while you're working out, it's just going to use the GPS data from sensors on your phone to fill in the blanks. So I ran with my phone and without the phone, and I found that the stats collected by the Fitbit both ways were just fine. It still uses its onboard sensors like accelerometer and algorithms to figure out how far you're running and your pace and all that good stuff. So let me tell you, I'm a big runner. I had no issues with the no GPS on the Versa. Now, one feature I was excited to try out but kind of bummed on the Versa was the ability to store music on the device. You can hold up to like 300 songs, and this is the holy grail for runners because you can run without your phone. All you have to do is connect a pair of Bluetooth headphones to your Versa and you're free. But I found it's not really that easy to transfer your own music files without connecting the Versa to your computer. You can't do it through the app, and that's kind of a bummer, and I hope they change this in the future with a software update, because when I saw the message that said, hey, connect your Versa to your computer to do this, I was like, uh-uh. Since I wasn't ready for that reality, I actually signed up for Pandora, and if you pay $5 a month to subscribe to Pandora, your Versa will automatically and wirelessly download a selection of workout playlists for you every time you charge your device. This process was way easier. I'm not thrilled that I'm paying an extra $5 a month for this music service because I already pay $15 a month to Spotify, but you can always cancel. Now, there are a bunch of onboard apps you can download like Starbucks, Hue, Nest, United Airlines, and Yelp, but I don't see myself using any of these apps on Versa's tiny screen. I can't see them as being as good as the apps on my phone. I'd rather just reach for my phone. The only exception to this is the Starbucks app. I probably will end up linking that just so I can hold my wrist out at the drive-thru at Starbucks and pay with my connected Starbucks card. The software overall in the Versa is good. It's not that great. There's still lag at times. It's not as slick as you'd see on the Apple Watch. With that said, it's totally fine for everyday use. You get your notifications from your phone if you want, like texts and other notifications, as well as little reminders to move. There's also breathing exercises. There's built-in presets for tracking all kinds of workouts like running, biking, swimming, treadmill, weights, interval timer. You can set silent alarms, which gently vibrates on your wrist. I like this for naps, not so much for waking me up in the morning because I just don't trust a silent alarm to do that. There's also a selection of guided mini workouts you can do right from your wrist. There's weather reports, a stopwatch, timer. You get the idea. There's a lot of stuff going on here. My favorite stats on the Versa are active Minutes and Sleep Insights. Again, I told you about the Active Minutes. Sleep Insights are really cool because you can see exactly how long you spent awake in REM, light, and deep sleep every night. You also get your 30-day average, and you can compare yourself against others of your sex and similar age. Now, for reference, the Apple Watch can track sleep, but only with third-party apps. I have a feeling Apple's going to build this functionality in the future, but right now, it's just not there. The Fitbit is water-resistant, so you can leave it on in the shower or take a swim with it. If you are familiar with the Blaze, which was last model, you had to pop out a little fitness tracker to charge it. But with the Versa, the entire thing just sits in a cradle with your band on and all. It's much more convenient. And speaking of the bands, you can replace them because they easily come off. I don't think that the Versa band is as nice as what comes with Apple Watch, but you will have the option to swap that out at a later time if you find something you like better. Overall, can't recommend the Fitbit Versa enough. It's best for daily health tracking for the average person. Like I said, if you're a big time athlete or a runner, you'd probably be better served with a more niche device or the Apple Watch itself. Now, if you have an iPhone, you're trying to decide between Apple Watch and Versa, it really comes down to how much you want to spend and all the features that you need. The Versa is $130 less than the entry-level Apple Watch, and you get a lot more features on the Apple Watch, like that onboard GPS, all that integration with your iPhone and Apple Music, plus a lot more apps. If you have an Android device, I kind of think the Versa is a no-brainer. It's just smart enough to feed you all the useful stats you need about your health, but without notification or information overload. The Fitbit Versa is $200. It's available now. There's also a version with mobile payment built in for $230. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it in the Apple Podcasts app. You can find a link to everything I talk about here, including my Fitbit Versa review, on my website. Just go to richontech.tv. And if you're not following me on Instagram, I'm doing a lot of Instagram stories lately. Just find me. My username is richontech. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Rich DeMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.